This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Say, where is Jennifer? But I know she's there. Where is Victoria? Peep up. Is it peep up? Peep. 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 And you know what they say? Don't you say a peep, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change that. Peep for the crowds. Lots of dead air. That's kind of...
I think we're just waiting to see what you're where you're going.
I'm introducing everybody.
How about hello?
Jennifer and Victoria and Kara are here at 7 after the hour, so we also have our trending focus, and who wants to lead with that? Victoria, you can start. You have the honors in this hour. It is, by the way, Tuesday, the 16th of January. This is the DJV experience. So what is trending?
Well, this is quite a bizarre story, actually. Have you ever held back a sneeze and wondered if you were doing any damage to yourself?
No.
You always just let it rip?
Yes.
I think women do this a lot.
I've held it back before.
And well, don't they say if you hold it back, you can give yourself a heart attack or something? Isn't there a story like that that goes around?
There are lots of old wives' tales about what can happen if you hold back a sneeze, but apparently a man in London did hold back a sneeze and has caused permanent throat damage. So doctors are now issuing a warning saying, even though it is rare, you should never hold back a sneeze. So he had a popping sensation that he felt in his throat. His neck became swollen, and now he has damaged his vocal cords. He's only 34, beyond repair. So they're trying to figure out what they can do now, because this forceful sneeze, he pinched his nose, and all the force went right down his throat. So lesson, kids, just sneeze and then say bless you or excuse me.
God bless you. God bless you. So there are other things that are being... I wonder how much the weather affects that sort of thing, Victoria, in terms of our cold weather,
like
this
seasonal
winter.
Seasonal allergies and
yeah,
stuff.
Right. You know, things like I've been talking about and going through the allergies or the cold, whatever it is. You've all had colds. You've all had sniffles.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
all had that sort of thing to deal
it.
With. Yeah, right. So
can't get rid of it.
Yep. All right, so
yeah,
Jennifer.
So definitely don't do that, because
don't
it's not
do
an
that.
Old wives' tale, apparently.
All right, so Jennifer, what's on the top of your list?
Well, this is a weird story, and it's one that's been trending in California, but it's getting national attention, and it's about this California freak show residence. I don't know if you've seen it, but two parents are being held on $9 million on bail, each after a horrific discovery at a residence in Paris. Now, not Paris, France, Paris, California, which is in Riverside County. Over the weekend, there were 13 malnourished siblings that were held captive in dirty conditions. Some children were shackled to the beds, according to Riverside County Sheriff's Department. This investigation began after a 17-year-old girl escaped from her home and called 911 early Sunday morning to report her 12 brothers and sisters were being held captive by their parents, according to the Sheriff's Department. The call came from a cell phone that she had managed to find in the house before she took off. In the phone call, she alleged some of her siblings were bound in padlock chains. So the officers responded initially. They believed the girl. She was very skinny, only 10 years old. They thought she was only 10 until she said, no, I'm 17. I'm older. After interviewing her, they went to the residence, they contacted her parents, and these guys got picked up. 56-year-old David Turpin and 49-year-old Louise Turpin are now being held on all of that bail money, $9 million. They discovered all of these kids shackled to the beds with chains and padlocks, dark, foul-smelling surroundings, and the parents could not provide a logical explanation for why the kids were restrained, according to investigators. It's a crazy story.
God. What in the world? How you got to wonder? Well, there is ordinary, there is extraordinary, and there is such a word as unordinary. No,
yeah.
What's the? It is
extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you bring kids into the world with the expectation that this is what you're going to do to them? Like, do they just? Is there no record of the kids? Do they just have them all like home births? I guess
I don't,
they must have if no one knows that there are just 13 kids who have not been to the school or anything like that.
They all of them are dressed very similarly. The girls all have long brown hair. The boys all have bowl cuts. And apparently they have Facebook pages, and they show their photo is a wedding ceremony where all the kids are dressed identically. It's just very creepy.
So this is, I'm trying to... where did this take place in California? Whereabouts?
Yeah, where in Riverside County. This is in a place called
north.
Paris. Right, yeah. This is called Paris, not P-A-R-I-S, but P-E-R-R-I-S.
Jesus
California.
Christ.
Yeah.
Is there religious connotation to this
story? It sounds
like story?
A culty kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Nobody knows yet. They said that the mother, who was David's mother, Betty, told CNN that the children usually dress alike during family outings for safety purposes. Mm-hmm. She said that they were very protective of the kids. The parents would also line their children up according to age, then lead the group at the front and the back of the line.
Wait, so someone else knew about this?
Yeah, the mother of the guy.
What on earth?
Yeah.
And they didn't think there was anything weird about that.
Get this. The guy, David Turpin, who's been arrested, is the principal of Sandcastle Day School, which is a private school that's located in Paris.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I was imagining that this was a couple who had a ton of kids who stayed in their house and never went anywhere.
No. He had his kids tied up.
It's a part of society. Okay.
They did file for bankruptcy. They had $240,000 in credit card debt and some foreclosed property. They had a farm in Texas. But he had been a contractor. He was an engineer for Northrop Grumman. He was apparently earning $140,000 a year until he left that position, yep. Or maybe
how
he
many
got rid of
him. How many children are we talking about here? How
12.
Many?
12.
Jeez. I hope some of the older kids... I hope that they tell the authorities exactly what was going on and that they don't have some sort of weird loyalty to the family, you know, that they don't want to speak now that this has all been discovered.
Well, clearly, if one of the older ones was escaping, that
right.
tells you that they knew something was going on here.
Man.
But I hope that they follow through with that, because sometimes kids end up changing the story, or they're afraid of the ramifications now that this has all been exposed. So just for the kids' sake, I hope that they stick to it.
The reason this is important, among many other things, is that it shows you the influence, or anybody who has any doubt about how influenced youngsters are as they come into the world, whatever their environment is going to determine what their life is like. And this is proof positive that it is so important for you as parents to do the best you can, the right thing. And to break away in some circumstances, there are a lot of people who love tradition, and tradition is great as long as it's positive. But there are many traditions, there are many things that go on, and some of them have religious connotations that are just plain unhealthy, they're bad, they're not acceptable, whatever word, they're just wrong. And so then we get into that basis of then we get to the next stage of it, value judgments.
Yeah.
And what's right for one person if you're Amish is wrong for somebody else if you're Jewish, or, you know, and then we get into the discussion, the third rung of this is religion, and then it goes off into the ozone.
It looks like 10 of the, there were 13 kids total. I think I said 12, but that was 12 plus the girl that escaped. It looks like there are about 10 girls and 3 boys, according to this wedding picture. But some of the oldest ones, the oldest sibling was 29 years old, tied up inside. And some of the neighbors said they didn't even know this family had kids. And other ones that did said when they saw the kids, that they looked like they were characters in Twilight because they looked like vampires. They were so pale.
You know, I get so annoyed when I listen to some of the garbage that spews out from these characters at the airport. If you see something, say something. But in this circumstance or circumstance like this, you do need to say something. This reminds me of that story from Cleveland. Was that a year or two ago? And that guy was keeping all those women captivated.
Years ago.
Was that a couple of years ago?
4 women in the basement. Yeah,
right. Oh. It's, again, people and their control issues and what in the world is in the water. Oy. Well, Cleveland, we know it's in the water because Lake Erie's kind of, you know. But 14 and change after the hour, this is the DJB Experience with a focus now on the exciting trip. You're invited to come along and have some fun in Hawaii in March of this year. Guided tour with me as the host, Doug Steffen, and the folks at Your Man Tours put together a captivating experience that every single person who goes on this will want to take home with him or her, talk about it with the family and friends, experience a trip of a lifetime, to the point where the people you tell about this will say, can I go next time? I want to go to Honolulu, to Pearl Harbor, to Waikiki. I want to go to all the islands. You've never heard of a tour probably before. When you go to Hawaii, you usually go to one island, and that's it, and experience it for 5 or 6 days. It's a week-long thing. Well, this is longer than that. And hopefully you've got that much time off. I was sort of chuckling to myself yesterday as you were listening to us talk. It was Martin Luther King Day yesterday, and I was decrying the fact that we have, you know, we're not productive enough. We have too many vacations, too many days off. Okay, I'll change that point of view for the purposes of this trip. If you can do something productive, like have a great time in Hawaii. The prices start at $19.99, by the way, for the hotels. All the things that are involved in the tours, getting back and forth between the islands. It is a fabulous deal. And you'll see that when you go to the DJV, webpage for djvshow.com, and you're seeing the banner ads at the bottom, the YMT vacation banner, my picture, and the explanation, the total overview of this ultimate Hawaiian vacation. So much included, prices you won't find anywhere else. Make this the year you visit Hawaiian paradise and discover the spirit that is there. Fascinating experiences, island tours of all of them, river cruises, and a big feast as part of your package at the end after we've all become friends. So check out the opportunity at the website, as I said, djvshow.com, or call quickly for a free trip brochure. It can be emailed to you if you like, 877-900-4574. Again, that number for the YMT vacation tour, the brochure of the tour to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. You may be so thrilled by what you see online that you want to sign up for it, and that's fine too. Do as you will, as you can. 877-900-4574 to join me in Hawaii in March, 877-900-4574.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 23 after the hour, the DJB show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, with the focus on modern family. The news today about modern family, Jennifer, is that it's going away. I would wonder why.
I know.
That was such a big, big show. What's the story?
Well, it's just been on for a long time, and this one's a heartbreaker. You know, ABC had The Middle, and they had Modern Family, and they coupled those shows together for most of the show's runs. The Middle is ending its run this year on ABC. Now it looks like Modern Family is coming to an end. Co-creator Steve Levitan and Christopher Lloyd shared in a recent interview they can't imagine the series continuing after season 10. Our plan, they said, is to end it at 10. If we can leave with most of our audience wanting more, I think that's the right way to do it. As of now, no final decision has been set in stone, but Levitan says that there are no plans for them to continue after that. Now, Modern Family is currently in the middle of season 9, so that would mean next year would be the last season for Modern Family. They celebrated their 200th episode this week and started airing at first back in September of 2009. It's been the network's longest running comedy.
You can't turn on an independent network without seeing Modern Family.
It's a great
all
show.
Over the place
so
in
good.
Reruns. Yeah. So I didn't realize Christopher Lloyd was behind. He's a great character actor and quite a character.
I think it's a different Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, it is?
One. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I thought that at first, too. I was like, wow, Doc from Back to the Future.
Right.
I was like,
Back
that's
to
crazy.
The Future.
He's
right.
Making good.
Yeah. 25 past the hour. Sad news in the music world. Dolores O'Riordan, who was the lead singer of the Irish band The Cranberries, died in London yesterday. So you're the Irish contingent, Victoria. What I'm trying to remember. I've always confused the Cranberries with the Raspberries. That's not being facetious. There's a group. You knew
I've
that,
never
right?
heard all of the Raspberries.
All right, so Kara, your job is to find a song from Eric Carmen and the Raspberries while we talk about Dolores O'Riordan. Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, it's incredibly sad. She died suddenly. That's the only news that we're hearing from this. She was in London for a short recording session, and then just at 46, something happened. It's either a heart attack or an aneurysm. We don't really know yet. It's incredibly sad. She has three children.
Ooh.
And The weird thing is, excuse me, there's such a bizarre thing with that we have now with death and music sales. There are headlines all over now saying that the Cranberries' music has spiked 900% since the news yesterday
crazy.
That she died.
You know, I put this on Spotify as soon as I heard yesterday. And the same
You're
thing,
one of them.
Same thing with Linkin Park. I didn't buy any, but it just, I don't know. I love the Cranberries. It's somebody I grew up with. I love their music. And just seeing it made me nostalgic already and sad and wanted to listen to it. So
they'd taken off in 2003. They sort of disbanded and they got back together again in 2009. They canceled the trip last year around our country and around Europe because she had back issues. She was married to the manager of Duran Duran, Don Burton, for 20 years. But what makes this even more shocking is the fact that just if we go back, you know, to the end of last year,
right?
She assured her fans she was feeling very well after canceling the tour last year, and this is what she posted. Hi all, Dolores here, feeling good. She wrote on the Facebook page, "I did my first bit of gigging in months at the weekend. Performed a few songs at the Billboard annual staff holiday party in New York with a house band."
Yeah, and she was obviously recording music in London with the intention of, I don't know, touring and showing that music in the future. So,
Hi, did you find a song to compare the Cranberries to the Raspberries?
Tell me if this is right.
Yep, that's it. Crank it up, Eric Carmen. These are the Raspberries versus the Cranberries. You guys have never heard this song before?
Never heard
not much.
Never? Oh,
no.
What a fabulous group from the 70s. It's early to mid, maybe late 70s. But this is a song that everybody was singing or thinking about if they're older than you. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're their supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pot. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Tuesday, 16th of January program, the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side, reflecting on yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, who was celebrating what, and this is part of why I wish there was school yesterday, so that people could understand the whole history of, and it could start with President's Day approach to Abraham Lincoln and slavery and how it got started, and maybe even go back further than that and study religions and study the history of the world, and you understand where slavery came from and that it wasn't always black people who were enslaved. There are a lot of different people, religions, and I mean the history of the planet, of the human side of the planet that goes back maybe several hundred thousand years. There has always been some kind of subscription, if you will, that was involuntary. That's probably as nice a way as I can put it, but that's what slavery is all about. So I was, as I was on the plane last night coming back to Boston, I was reading an article about the history of the racial unrest that is very much a part of the fabric and fiber of our country. And so for those of you who think, and this is not taking anything away from Martin Luther King, I think that he's really, Martin Luther King was actually Martin Luther King II. The third is still around and agitating. Yesterday he was all over the place talking about what a boob Trump is and yada yada. So that was where it is today. I don't think his father would participate in that no matter what, because I don't think that was his cut. But if you go back further than that, the movement that Martin Luther King really fired up was actually started by President Eisenhower. If you go back to 60 years or so ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, none of you will remember other than me. I remember this. I remember studying it in school. 1957 was, I was 11 years old, so I would have been in, fourth grade? I think I was in fourth or fifth grade then. And I remember seeing it scared everybody because we were just now, at that point, we were just getting into evening news, the networks, and ABC didn't have a television news network, wasn't even a network yet. NBC was there and CBS was there. And I remember, I don't remember what network it was, but I remember seeing the National Guard troops trying to enforce desegregation because the president, President Eisenhower, had directed the country to get away from this process, which he knew about and didn't make it an issue when he was the commander in Europe. But as most of you, if you don't know this, this is something else you should learn in school. Up until 1954, when Eisenhower became president, black people in service had to use a different latrine, a different shower, different barracks. They were not put in the same barracks as white people until Eisenhower became president. When Eisenhower became president, when we went into Korea, the Korea thing was sort of started before he became president, but he had to put an end to it. And so that was when he became president, the various rules that were in place in the service were dismantled. And then he took it upon himself to convince people that it was time for desegregation, it was time for equality, it was time for example, in Little Rock, they had two high schools. One of them was for whites, and one of them was for blacks. And the white one was a seven-story building that had all the modern conveniences or all the modern educational teaching tools that were available in the mid-1950s. And the black high school was an old warehouse that was falling apart, and they put the blacks into that school. So those sorts of things going on as they were, and remember, this is only 60 years ago. This is not like Civil War time, 160 years ago. And so the governor of Arkansas at the time was a guy named Orville Faubus. Name tells you everything. And he said, no, we're not going to integrate the schools. You can't make us. So what did Eisenhower do? He sent the National Guard in. And there are pictures. If you Google Little Rock 1957 and integration or whatever, I suppose you could do that, integration, you'd see the lines of the National Guard there, the soldiers with their guns, the governor on the steps of the State House saying basically to Eisenhower, get lost. And then they get together and Eisenhower goes to meet. I can't remember whether the meeting was in Little Rock or whether Faubus came to Washington. But he told him in no uncertain terms that the school was going to be desegregated. And, man, did it cause an uproar. And it makes you wonder. And then that's really what started the movement that King brought to a head in 64 with the March on Selma. But if you look at the mobs of people, and even people of the cloth, ministers were saying, no, we can't have black children in school with white children and that kind of stuff. There were riots, but Eisenhower told the governor, to desegregate schools. So the kids, the first ones who went in, their lives were threatened. I mean, it was an unbelievable. And I don't know how much of that is taught in school. Did any of you learn any of that when you were in school?
No.
No.
I don't remember that at all, no.
No, no. They don't teach that stuff.
I feel like we learned that, but I also know from speaking to my mom, who grew up in Virginia, and even in the early to mid-60s when she was going to elementary and middle school, that's when they were still desegregating schools when she was going to elementary school in Virginia. So I learned a lot of it from her, and it's crazy
to think
about.
And what year would that
be,
Kara? What years would that
be? That would have been the early 60s. She was born in 57, so early 60s. Mm. But it's bizarre to think about, and that's why it's kind of crazy to me when we say, oh, we don't have any racial issues. Well, when you have parents and grandparents who were born and were living that life, well, yeah, I think it's obviously going to still affect us today.
Yeah. So then there are people who think that it's gone too far the other way, and you can make an argument for that. There is, we were talking, I think, in league with this conversation yesterday, we were talking about how many black people were in jail, and whether it was, Jennifer, you asked the question, do we expect that the population of jail ought to reflect the population of the country, right? Wasn't that you that asked that question?
That was me, because that seems to be what people expect, yeah.
Yeah, and so there are all of these questions, and you just wonder what it is. I'd like to get to the core of things, as you know. My question is, why is it that people are uncomfortable? Does it go back to what we were talking about in the last half hour, your environment, what you grow up around, and somehow you've got to pull yourself away from that old thinking, unless it serves you. If you're a white person and not liking black people serves you, I suppose, then you stay with it. But for the most part, I don't see how that is of relevance, how it is that it's, I mean, I tell these stories all the time with regularity anyway. Well, maybe not all the time, but my father was an orphan. He grew up in South Boston, and I would have described him, I don't know that I'd describe him as a racist, but he grew up in gangs, and it was the white gangs versus the black gangs. And so your attitude toward things comes out of those sorts of experiences. It's like the Italians and the Irish. The same thing happened with them, by the way. It wasn't just skin color. It was country of origin. It's ethnicity. The Catholics and the Jews. You can go through the history. I said this a few minutes ago of mankind, and you can find all kinds of issues like this. And still it smolders today in our country. In some places, they don't acknowledge it. Russia has a huge, huge problem with race. And but you never hear anything about it because the government controls the news media. So you don't know what goes on over there. And so it's just, I don't know. I was thinking back to this time when I was in school, we talked about this. We learned, we weren't very sophisticated about it. More it scared us than anything else. When I was in the fifth grade, I saw all of those soldiers and those black people getting beaten up and the water guns, cannons put on them, and you know, the police clubbing them and that kind of stuff. It scared the hell out of me. I remember, I mean, I hadn't remembered it for a long time until I read this article that brought me back to a focus of what I remember in the fifth grade. And so you think about these things, and so I go back to the irrelevance of what yesterday was about, because we don't have an application. We have a few news stories. You listen to PBS yesterday when I was on my way over to your office, Jennifer. I was listening to KCAA. I can't remember the call letters of one of them.
That's right.
In Pasadena. So then there was a show on. Terry Gross wasn't on True Grit or True Air or whatever that show is that she does on Clean Air, Fresh Air, Fresh. I knew I'd find it. Fresh Air. It's on PBS. And so some other guy was on, and he had some woman come on and talk about for an hour how she hated Trump and what he's done to race relations, and I was it was obnoxious, frankly, listening to that, because there were no solutions. It's all, this is bad, I'm smarter than he is, and so, okay, after you present that, first of all, it was horrible radio, because if you have a problem and you discuss it in that context, then there ought to be a solution to it. Offer a solution. No solutions, just, I hate Trump. Okay, so what does that get you? Doesn't get you much of anything. If there isn't some kind of awareness that goes with what's going on now, and then you examine it, is it true what's going on or what you're thinking and, you know, this kind of stuff. But if we'd had school yesterday, or if last week people who were teaching, and I say this to teachers who are listening, and you can say, well, we're burdened with so many other things that we have to do because we got to teach the tests and all that other stuff. Yeah, I know that. But if you want to have... If we forget what our history is, then we are, what's the old expression, doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, but I agree with you about the no solution thing. I think that's why so many people are just tuning out to so much of the political talk, whether you like Trump or not, or you think that there are issues that need to be fixed or not. It just, there no one
like
offers solutions.
No,
it's like just the same yelling back and forth and just name calling on both sides. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it is frustrating. All right, let's get to some interesting sports news here. It's about 45, 46 after the hour. Let's start with Jennifer and
her boyfriend, Gronk.
Are you really that hot on Gronk?
Am I really that hot on Gronk? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, listen to me. Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, look, he's an attractive guy. He's sort of a doofus, so he's fun to watch. And he plays for a team I like, so what do you want?
I want you to tell us
the story.
He would
be way too dumb for Jen, but she would probably have fun with him for a few months.
Oh really?
Go out for a beer with him. It'd be funny. It would be amusing. All right.
Man pie.
So, man pie, I like that. Something called the Tide Pod Challenge has been going viral online recently. Now, it's extremely dangerous, and it involves people posting videos of themselves putting laundry detergent pods, in their mouths and eating them. People are brain dead. All for social media infamy, right?
Oh.
In an effort to spread the word that the pods are not for eating, Tide got the help of Rob Gronkowski, who is the tight end for the Patriots, to tell everyone, what the heck is going on, people? Use Tide Pods for washing, not eating. Do not eat. The managing director of the Florida Poison Information Center in Tampa told USA Today that swallowing the detergent could result in a life-threatening situation, and that even putting a small amount in your mouth and spitting it out can cause diarrhea, vomiting, or breathing difficulties. Gronk also sent out a tweet saying, quote, I've partnered with @Tide to make sure you know Tide Pods are for doing laundry, nothing else, end quote. Oh, and probably a grunt, probably a little grunt.
Is it people just coming unhinged?
This is a new teen thing.
All right, Victoria.
It's
other sports news focusing on Simone Biles. What's going on there?
Yeah, Simone Biles had an interesting revelation on social media yesterday. She came out as one of the other victims of the USA Gymnastics doctor, Larry Nassar. She said, I, too, am one of the many survivors that was sexually abused by Larry Nassar. Please believe me when I say it was a lot harder to first speak those words out loud than it is now to put them on paper. There are many reasons that I've been reluctant to share my story, but I now know it was not my fault. So Nassar, of course, is probably expected to get a life sentence. The sentencing starts today, and now Simone Biles joins the other 140 women who have accused him and USA Gymnastics and Michigan State all having a role in this, encouraging these girls to go and see him as the doctor and basically telling them that they should trust him. So she said, for too long I've asked myself, was I too naive? Was it my fault? I now know the answer to those questions. It was not my fault. No, I will not, and I should not carry the guilt that belongs to Larry Nassar, USA Gymnastics, and others at fault.
No, so, not at all. What creeps there are. World, there really are. You just see all of these things, hear all of these things, and you know we're not all pure. What is it? Clean, clear through, and deodorized too. It's 11 before the hour.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews
negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Past the hour now on the DJB show. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I will go through, actually the underscore here is Victoria will go through
with the help and support of Doug.
I will do that. We'll focus first on Facebook in a moment. My help comes from the sponsor of this segment, the folks at ZipRecruiter, who have a fabulous way for those of you who are hiring. This is the easiest thing, the most streamlined thing, the least time-consuming, and the most productive way, the smartest way. Have I done enough with the adjectival phrases? Yes, I have told you that if your hiring is high priority, and who the heck is hiring people who are just glunks? You don't want to hire people that are just there, occupying time and space. You got to have somebody who's really going to add to the work environment. And getting things done today is certainly maybe more important than any other time because there's so much competition. Business is good. That means there's a lot of competition for good employees. So if I can direct you toward a way to find those good employees by using ZipRecruiter.com, you'll thank me. And that's not really what I'm here to. I don't need your thanks. I just need you to do this so that you'll have a better company. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and post your job free. Yes, it is free when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's the best of the hiring sites, no question about it. Look at all the companies and people that are using it. The best way to post jobs, hire for free, the Marriott says, Burger King says, AT&T says, is to use ZipRecruiter. So do what they do. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you to hire somebody on ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop on Facebook? This is a big splash yesterday, I think, what Zuckerberg said, right?
Yep, in December, Facebook used its Hard Questions blog to address an issue that pretty much all social media companies are being asked right now. Is social media good for our well-being, or is it harmful? The answer, Facebook and external researchers concluded, had two parts. Yes, social media can be bad for you when you passively use it. If you're flipping through Instagram images and you're not interacting, it can leave you more depressed. However, if you are interacting with friends and family members, maybe if they're separated by long distances, then people come away with a very positive feeling from Facebook. Now, taking this information, Facebook has now changed its algorithm once again to reflect that when you go into Facebook, your newsfeed will now show a lot more friends and family and a whole lot less of other stuff. That means fewer videos, you're not going to see as many brands, you're not going to see celebrities as much, you won't see publishers. It will just be really more of a focus on the type of people that you interact with, and the algorithm will predict who you will want to interact with more. So this is being rolled out literally starting right now. You may not notice a difference all at once, but within the next few weeks, you should notice that your news feed is a lot more friendly. No pun intended.
Yes, I got it. All right. Also, the high fashion world has gone high tech, it would seem. How is that going to play out?
This is a really cool story that has been getting a lot of buzz on social media, partly because the actress involved is Nikki Reed. She was one of the stars of the Twilight franchise. She's also an environmentalist. She's very socially and environmentally conscious. And so Dell Computers approached her last year trying to find a way to reuse the gold that's in motherboards. Now, this was news to me. I didn't know that pure gold is used in motherboards. And so Dell has this really great program called the Reconnect program. They collect old computers, laptops, all kinds of stuff, and then they recycle them and dispose of them in environmentally friendly ways. And so what they did was they found that they had all this gold left over. So they approached Nikki Reed, who has a sustainable fashion line, and they designed earrings and cufflinks and rings, and they're all 14 and 18 karat gold. And the price range is really reasonable for pure gold. It starts at $78 up to $170. And so according to Dell, they use 7,000 pounds of gold each year in their electronics. But here's the downside, and you know I don't like landfills, only 12% of electronic waste is actually recycled. The rest sits in landfills. That is inexcusable. Dell says that $60 million of gold and silver ends up in the trash from tech that is unsustainably disposed of. So they are really trying to raise awareness with this issue. And the point of being able to turn something from your computer into something that's high fashion, affordable, and really beautiful. The line is really gorgeous. It's just such a win-win. So Nikki Reed gets major props from me. She said she wants to educate buyers about tech recycling and how important, you know, make sure if you want to get rid of your old electronics, Dell will take any brand. Best Buy, Apple, Samsung, Staples, Office Depot, they all have recycling programs now.
Yeah, it's time to do the right thing, and that's
exactly
the right thing. Other than that, good heavens, what a problem! So there's a solution for a problem. How about that, folks?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.